This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I jump into my lesson, make sure you look at everybody down your row. Smile, wave, tell them it's good to see them. Amen. All right. I want to talk to you today from the subject of the power of your yes. The power of your yes. Luke, the first chapter and the 38th verse. I'm going to read part of that verse. We'll come back to it later. It says, Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. Now keep that on the screen. On the count of three, I want us to say it together. It's going to be real important. Here we go. One, two, three. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me. So I want to talk to you today, just for the next few minutes. I'm going to teach about half the length of what I normally teach because I just really felt that when I got to this point at the lesson, I wanted to stop. And so so I want to talk to you about the power of your yes, the power of your yes. The foundation of a life surrendered to God begins with saying yes to his purpose and his plan for your life. Your yes has the power to activate God's perfect plan in your life. Your yes, however, is not a casual agreement, but it is a divine pronouncement that says, I'm aligning my life with God's will for my life. I'm aligning my way with his way. I'm aligning my thoughts with his thoughts. When we say yes to God, things change in an amazing way. And so I read the end of that story. This is not the entire Christmas story. Like I told you, I got to this one part, and this is what I want to talk about. But let's read Luke, the first chapter. I read verses 38. Let's back it up to verse 28 and read down to verse 38. This is going to be my text for these next few minutes. And so let's read it together. There it is. All right. The angel went to her. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is just me. My bad. No, I'm sorry. I did say let's read it together, didn't I? My bad. That's all on me. You got it. One thing I teach my staff and people, if you do something wrong, just take full responsibility. If they don't forgive you, there's nothing you can do about it after that. All right, so y'all listen, I'm going to read it, amen? The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words. Now, being just, a preacher, and I don't have time to stay here, I find it interesting that Mary was not troubled that the angel showed up. She was just troubled at what he said, meaning that maybe she had a relationship with God where she has either been in his presence or, but that's just another lesson for another time. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Verse 34, what's the first question she asked, class? How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, so he gives her a confirmation, your relative is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail. He says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. And so, I want to kind of give you the background of this story. And so this story is about Mary. Y'all know Mary, right? Mary from round the way? Y'all know Mary. And she's this young girl, probably somewhere between the ages of 15 and 19. And Mary is this maybe unpopular girl who's living in this unpopular city. Nazareth was not a tourist attraction. It was not a place you would go like a Disney World in Orlando and those kind of things. Not many people came through Nazareth. So she's this unpopular girl living in this unpopular city. And she has a plan for her life, all right? She's living a pretty ordinary life. You know, she's got a man and she's got a plan, right? And so she is engaged to Joseph and she is getting married, y'all. And I'm sure like any woman who is about to be married, you know, you have made the plans, right? Like you have picked the bridesmaids. You said yes to the dress. You got it. The invite list is almost done. You know the songs that you're going to pick and everything is going according to Mary's plan. And in one moment, God interrupts Mary's plan. Why, Pastor? Because God is an interrupter. God interrupts Mary to tell her that her womb is going to be the incubator for the Savior of this world. And this is not, y'all, this is not a myth. This is not a folklore. This is not a metaphor. This is something that really happened. Yes, for the context of this lesson, I'm teaching you the power of your yes, but this is something that really happened. God shows up and he interrupts Mary's plans. Have you ever felt like God has interrupted your plans at some point in your life? There is a saying that if you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. Truth be told, if you have ever really had God interrupt your plans, it seems less like an interruption and more like an intervention. Because when God interrupts your plans, when he interrupts your life, because he's just trying to bring you to the right position and the right place in life. Have you ever been about to maybe sign on a dotted line of a contract and you just felt something said, don't do that? You got it. That's God interrupting. Have ever you maybe been heading in a certain direction and you're going to take this route instead of this route and you just felt like something said, don't take this route, but take that route, right? Have maybe you were dating someone and they checked all the boxes, right? But there was something in your spirit, you got it, that you were not comfortable with. And years later, you said, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Those were divine interruptions in your life to get you to the right place and the right position in your life. And so Mary's yes, it really changed everything. It changed her life, but not only did it change her life, it changed the entire world. And have you ever thought that maybe your yes, the decisions you make, that they just don't affect you, but they affect your family and they affect your friends and they affect people around you. And so we are where we are because of the choices that we made. You got it? Now, if you're not in a good spot, don't beat yourself up. You got it? There's no use crying over spilled milk. Just start making better choices. And as you start making better choices, it'll put you in a better place, right? And so sometimes I think people want to fully commit, right, and say yes to God, but sometimes as he unlays the plan for their life, they just don't know how it's going to work. And if you're not careful, when God shows you something and it seems bigger than you, you think that you're not capable of doing it. You think that, you know, that's for somebody else to do. Somebody a little bit more smarter. Somebody with, you know, a little bit more papers than I got. You understand? And those kind of things. And Mary was the same way. She was the same way. Let's go back to verse 34. They'll put it on the screen. She says, what's the first word she says?
How?
Right. So the angel shows up. You got it. And she was not troubled at his presence. And if you scroll through the Bible, you'll see a lot of times when angels showed up, people were scared. They said, fear not, and those kind of things, right? And so now she's not troubled at his presence. She's troubled at his words. She lets him say everything. And then she says something all of us will say, how? Like, how is this going to work out, right? You know, like I'm a virgin, I'm not married, nobody knows me, you got it. Lord, how am I, you know, and sometimes I think that we ask the same questions in our life. Like, how am I going to make it through this season of life? How am I going to get through this tough spot, Lord? How am I going to get my career to go to the next level? How am I going to raise these kids? How am I going to pay these bills? Like, how am I going to work with this marriage and get it where it needs to be? Like, how am I going to do all these things? In Luke 1:35, I love the angel that answers to her. And the angel answered and said, the Holy Spirit. And we can stop right there at those three words. Everybody say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to give you the wisdom you need. The Holy Spirit is going to comfort you in your tough times. The Holy Spirit is going to nudge you and push you. You got it? The Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you and help. The Holy Spirit is going to be there with you every step of the way. And if you're not careful, you think that you're not qualified. You think that you're not smart enough and all those kind of things. Number one, that's the furthest thing from the truth. You got it? Because you don't have to be qualified. When God calls you, He'll qualify you. You got it. Something I want you to understand is God is not looking for people with special abilities. He's looking for people with availability. And we live in a day and time where if we're not careful, we don't make God and we don't make church, you got it, at the top of our list. Like, I'll get there if I can. And God really doesn't want to be third or fourth or fifth or sixth. God wants to be at the top of the list. And I promise you, if you make God at the top of the list, He'll take care of the rest of the list. He'll make sure that all the crooked places are straight in your life. He will heal your body. He'll fix the marriage. But you got to put Him at the top of the list. And so I don't care how you feel about yourself. I'm telling you, you can and you will. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. One thing you always hear me say is that you're never closer to the will of God than when you're impacting someone's life in an amazing way. When you're bringing fresh air to someone who feels like the world is closing in on them. And ultimately, that's what every person in this room and online, that's what we are called to do. We are called to impact lives, right? And so I'm just a housewife. Well, first of all, never discount that, praise the Lord, all right? You got it. Any mama taking care of children, let's just give all the mamas in the house a big hand, right? Y'all saw them babies up here. Some of them were looking at that screen. Some of them were looking at that screen. Some of them had their hands up. I said, I ain't singing nothing. I'm up here. Miss Janie made me come. I'm going to do what Miss Janie said. I ain't singing nothing up there when I come. So God bless all the mamas in the house. Amen. Okay, Maestro, I think we ought to go home. So Pastor, you didn't give me 3 points. I'm about to give them to you in my clothes. I believe with all my heart that the Holy Spirit tells us repeatedly the same thing that He told me when I was getting out the Marine Corps and I thought I had landed this good job and the job fell apart and I had to go work a job making $6.25 an hour. And I said, God, how? And I believe that the Holy Spirit, if we'll listen close enough, will always tell us, I will take care of you. The Holy Spirit will take care of you. He says, I will take care. I will meet your needs. I will heal your broken heart. I will give you strength for the days ahead. I will give you the grace that you need. I'll give you the wisdom that you need. I will comfort you. I will guide you. I will take care of you. And so in closing, what if, I got 3 points. What if today, everybody say today. What if today you said yes to Jesus? Maybe there's someone in the room or online and you have not yet said yes to Jesus. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened to me, and I know He'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:9, if we'll just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, that we shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And you simply have to just repent of your sins. You got it? And that word repent is not a hard word. Normally your eyes are closed when I'm talking. And the reason I have them open on purpose today is because you don't see what I do every Sunday, but they see it online. Normally I tell people the word repent is real easy. It is that I was heading down the wrong road, making some bad decisions, doing the wrong thing, and I came to the knowledge of His love. That He loved me in spite of what I was doing. But His love was so great for me that it made me want to repent or turn around and head in the right direction. That's all repentance is. Repentance isn't God beating you over your head and making you think, well, you're going to go to hell and all this. I'm going to be saved so I don't go to hell. No, it's much more than that. So what if, number one, you said yes to Jesus, but number two, what if today you said yes to His will and His plan for your life? Well, Pastor, aren't those the same? No. Number one is making Him Savior. Number two is making Him Lord. And a lot of times we just accept Jesus and we stop there, not realizing that accepting Jesus is good, but you can't stop there. You have to continue in the plan of God. You've got to learn the word. The Bible says, you know what, Pastor, I don't really need to come to church. Well, the Bible says to forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some have. Well, why in the world? Because there's something you can get in these four walls that you can't get anywhere else. There's an anointing that's here to help you. There's other people of like precious faith, your family. You got it, because we're all family, that are here to encourage you. You know, I know at least this church, when you leave, you're always happy you came. And so I want to, number one, make him Savior. But number two, I want to make him Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to submit to your will and plan for my life. And heads are bowed and eyes are closed for number three. What if today you totally surrendered to him and never looked back? What if you said today, Lord, I'm giving you my yes today and I'm never turning away? Because I want you to know that Jesus changes absolutely everything. And so I've already given you Romans 10 and 9, and I've already explained salvation. So maybe some of you all need to be saved today. Maybe some of you all need to rededicate your life. Maybe there's some of you in the room or online, and you're a Christian, you just need to repent. Maybe you're looking to join this church. Everything we do here is real easy. I'm going to pray a prayer, and then you're going to be saved. No, I thought I had to go through classes to get saved. The Bible never said that. The Bible said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And that's what I love about grace. You can't do anything good enough to deserve it, but you can't do anything bad enough to get rid of it. That's what makes it grace. And so we're going to pray this prayer. There's a connection card that we talked about earlier. So I want you to fill that out. Listen, if you gave your life to Jesus, fill it out, check the box. If you rededicated your life to the Lord, fill it out, check the box. If you want to join this amazing church today, just fill it out and check the box. But let's do this. Let's seal the deal. I want everyone in the room to pray the simple prayer after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil word. Tell him you have nothing to do with me and I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord and I'll always serve him. Now, Father, we thank you for what you've done. We seal it now to the day of redemption. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise.